is to stand up on top of my right. I know what that is. See? And I don't care who the guy is. Because my right is my right.
Welcome to Ask the Lawyer with Brian Figueroa of the law firm of Figueroa & Associates for a legal consultation on issues such as immigration, personal injury, bankruptcy, divorce, family law, estate planning, wills and probate, deed transfers, civil rights, criminal defense, workers' compensation, and taxes, both individual and business. Call us at 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845, or visit us at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us. This is Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got the answers.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Good day, good day, good day. My name is Brian Figueroa of the law firm Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Yes, the person that you elect to office does make a difference. You may put someone in office who is squandering taxpayers' money. You may put someone in office who make bad decisions that could send the country to war. It could stall investments on Wall Street and Main Street. So our everyday lives depend on the stability of our elected officials. So when we see instability in the U.S. or any or outside the U.S., we have to think, well, how is this behavior going to impact our bottom line? And what is the bottom line? It's a thin margin for most businesses, except obviously some of the larger corporations that could say to any of the lenders in the banking system, give me some money to take me through this rainy period. Wills, trusts, and estate issues. When you plan for the future, do you have a will? Do you have a living will? Who's your healthcare proxy? Who's your power of attorney? Who is that person that is going to make decisions on your behalf? Because you may be ill, you may be suffering from early dementia, you may be the only person making decisions for minors, and who is going to substitute for you that main voice in the family? These are some of the issues that we address when we do wills, trust, and estate planning. Obviously, as I said before, certain issues we have no control over. But those that we do have, we obviously prepare the proper documents for those contingency. How do you move wealth from one generation to another? Should I give my 21-year-old daughter or son their life savings, so to speak, in terms of the assets that I want to give to he or she? Suppose I give my daughter a home. Here, honey, $2 million home, $1 million home. What is going to happen if the spouse that she has is going to rip her off? Should I transfer this property to a trust, remain a trustee with her other parent, and make the daughter also a trustee so that that asset wouldn't be wasted maybe in a marriage that may not work? And the things that people do for love sometimes is a young lady, a young man, if they fall in love competent enough, to protect the assets that move from one generation to another. Again, my name is Brian Figueroa of the law firm Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Congressman Jeffries said recently that Mr. Jordan, whomever may take over the Republican speakership in the House, is a clear and present danger to the United States of America. Well, what does clear and present danger mean? Does it mean that they're not going to balance the budget, that they're going to play games with the U.S. economy, or play games with the U.S. presence in Israel, in Afghanistan that they had before? What type of decisions this non-speakership house is going to, how is going to impact the U.S., whether it be the budget, whether it be the Ukraine war that they have to fund, whether the Israeli war that they have to fund now with Hamas, how does these issues impact our day-to-day operations here, whether at a level in Washington, D.C., where the president and all those big shots make decisions, or whether in the city of New York or the state of New York. How are we going to fund the refugee crisis now facing New York City in terms of more and more people will come from the border to Texas and from Texas to New York City by bus? Obviously, politicians are playing politics. Some of these refugees don't want to come to New York cities. They may want to go to actually stay in Texas. They may want to go to other states, Florida, California, where they already have family members that will actually shelter them and help them with the transition here in America. So all of the refugees that end up in New York City, it might be for a short stay or it may be for a long stay. What are the educational skills that they bring to the U.S.? How quickly can they integrate into the U.S. system? And more importantly, how is immigration funding the TPS program, Temporary Protected Status Program, for Venezuelans by fast-tracking those work permits and Social Security cards that new immigrants need to work? It was not always like that. Refugees were accepted into America. They could work immediately. And in fact, green card holders actually once voted in U.S. presidential elections. There have been many changes to U.S. immigration law or customs, like what is customary as opposed to a law, where immigrants were not only welcomed with open hands, but they were given money. They went straight onto food stamps and they had all sorts of other benefits, especially when Jews were coming in from Soviet Union into the U.S. to integrate into the system. Obviously, if there's any Cold War or hot wars, we have to consider, well, as a country, with the policies coming out of Washington, how do we welcome these immigrants because the U.S. have decided to put trade sanctions on a company or on several other countries? Those economic sanctions gonna obviously impact the people in those countries. Recently, those sanctions have been removed from Venezuela because, quote unquote, they're gonna have a democratic election. Well, is President Biden doing this quickly now to serve his own purposes? Or is there good moral character in this decision? Is this a moral issue, or is this a security issue where Biden is concerned, where he needs oil from Venezuela? These are some of the issues, whether we like it or not, that impact people's day-to-day life in the communities that we live in. The actions that our leader takes has consequences. The mayor of New York City, Eric Adams, Brad Lander, the comptroller, is investigating Eric Adams on his decision to give a no-bid contract to a company for over $400 million that the comptroller believes shouldn't have been granted. Is he being political? Does he want to be the mayor of New York City? Or is he doing his job as a comptroller protecting the assets of New York City? When elected officials make decisions, we have to scrutinize it. Obviously, that $400 million plus contract, people in New York City, one, wants to make sure that the contract is executed, and two, that the people that receive that no-bid contract is competent enough to execute what is in that contract. We have to be very careful of our elected officials, again, wasting taxpayers' money. In these instances, those monies could be allocated in emergency situations like the refugees coming here to New York City. How we allocate money is our responsibility to obviously keep a check on the government, but we have elected officials that are supposed to do so also. The fact that we don't have any opposition in New York City and the Democrats have a monopoly, it's like a dictatorship. Yeah, New York City is a one-party system. There's the Democrats and then there's no one else. And if a party has, quote-unquote, if there's a lack of democracy, if there's, quote-unquote, a dictatorship, so is New York City one-party system like there is in Venezuela? Again, my name is Brian Figueroa of the law firm Figueroa and Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Visit our website, the law firm of Figueroa and Associates, at www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. We are waiting for your questions so that we could give you the answers. Thank you.
Do you have a legal issue, question, or concern? Turn to Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. You can also register for our paralegal program, get legal news, business consults, or other information on educational issues. Yes, Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us.
Do you need to do a deed transfer? Figueroa and Associates would be happy to help. We would be glad to assist you with adding a spouse, family member, or partner to a deed, removing an individual from a deed, and transferring a deed from an individual to a corporation, LLC, or trust. We would also assist you with advice on whether a deed transfer would violate the terms of your mortgage, advice on the best way to take title, whether it's tenants in common, joint tenancy, or rights of survivorship. We would also advise you on the best type of deed to use. For a consultation, call the law firm of Figueroa & Associates at 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845.
Divorce, separation, support, custody. The common factor? They keep you up at night. Sleep well knowing that you have the law firm of Figaro & Associates on your side through this difficult time. Don't divorce your money. Don't divorce your children. Divorce your spouse. Whether it's a contested or uncontested divorce, the law firm of Figaro & Associates will guide you through every step of the process. From child custody to property and debt concerns, the law firm of Figaro & Associates has the experience and expertise in handling cases involving significant assets and complicated issues. A divorce can be one of the most unpleasant experiences a person ever has to go through. Don't do it alone. Stop the sleepless nights and call the law firm of Figaro & Associates. 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845 or visit 311divorce.com. That's 311divorce.com. At the law firm of Figaro & Associates, a divorce is not the end, it's a new beginning.
Our weekly immigration news roundup is brought to you by the law firm of Figaro & Associates. For a consultation on any immigration or legal matter, please call 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. For full stories and more immigration news, visit www.theimmigrantsjournal.com. That's www.theimmigrantsjournal.com.
Hi, my name is Brian Anthony Figaro, and you are listening to Ask the Lawyer with my father, Brian Figaro.
Hello, my name is Ashley Dawkins, legal assistant at the law firm of Figaro & Associates, and your presenter with this week's immigration news. We begin with the Biden administration, which settles a lawsuit over Trump-era migrant family separation policy. A major settlement was recently announced by the American Civil Liberties Union involving its years-long lawsuit on behalf of thousands of traumatized children and parents who were forcibly torn from each other under the Trump administration's illegal zero-tolerance practice of separating families at the border. Family separation marked one of the most horrific and high-profile issues of the Trump era. If the settlement is approved, the federal government would be prohibited from adopting a similar policy for the next 8 years. Affected immigrants would be allowed to be in the country legally and receive work permits and other benefits. When we brought this lawsuit, no one thought it would involve thousands of children, take us to so many countries searching for families, or last for years, said Lee Gallant, deputy director of the ACLU's Immigrants' Rights Project and lead attorney in the lawsuit. While no one can ever claim that this settlement can wholly fix the harm intentionally caused to these little children, it is an essential beginning. Texas bus trips are still fueling migration to New York City and other cities. In 1 week, authorities in Texas sent over 2,000 migrants in buses headed to New York this month. National controversy erupted last year when Texas Governor Greg Abbott began sending migrants across the country to Democratic enclaves in a political ploy. Since April 2022, Governor Abbott has sent more than 55,500 migrants on buses across the U.S., more than 64,000 migrants are currently in the city's care, and 10,000 are still arriving every month, the spokesperson said. About 600 migrants have been arriving daily to New York, City Hall said this week. Meanwhile, New York City to limit shelter stay for asylum seekers with children. The city will begin notifying some families that they have 60 days to find housing. New York City officials are limiting the time asylum seekers with children can spend in the city's shelter system. Starting next week, city officials will begin notifying some families that they have 60 days to find alternative housing. Last month, New York City Mayor Eric Adams' administration announced it would be handing out 30-day notices for adult migrants without children. The move to restrict the amount of time in the shelter system comes as the city continues to grapple with a large number of asylum seekers coming to the city since spring of last year. Over 126,000 asylum seekers have moved from the shelter system so far since spring 2022. Advocates respond that Adams again attacks rights to shelter, endangering child asylum seekers. According to Murata Wowdy, Executive Director, New York Immigration Coalition, it's outrageous the way the Adams administration continues to go out of its way to gut New York City's right to shelter protections. This policy ensures that all New Yorkers, no matter where they arrive, can maintain a roof over their heads while they stabilize their lives and get on the road to self-sufficiency. Now, Mayor Adams is putting children in danger by forcing some asylum-seeking families to stay in congregate settings, as well as mandating families reapply for shelter after 60 days, a move that creates unnecessary bureaucratic hurdles for people who are struggling. Mayor Adams must start working towards real solutions, like moving people out of shelters and into permanent housing using city FHEPS vouchers, rather than creating arbitrary rules just to exhaust vulnerable New Yorkers. It's cruel, unnecessary, and clearly designed to force families out of the shelters and onto the street. U.S. releases asylum seekers on the streets. Some suburbs bear the burden. Overwhelmed by a record number of asylum seekers from around the world, U.S. border officials have released thousands of migrants on streets in the San Diego area in the past month, including about 1,400 in the beach town of Oceanside. Twice a day, Customs and Border Protection vans or buses drop off asylum seekers at the transit center in Oceanside, a city of 172,000, about 50 miles north of the border, say humanitarian organizations and volunteers who welcomed migrants and helped them reach their destinations elsewhere in the U.S. U.S. resumes deportation flights to Venezuela. Deportation flights of Venezuelans from the U.S. resumed Wednesday, with the first plane of more than 100 migrants landing back in their economically troubled country under the Biden administration's latest efforts to deal with swelling number of asylum seekers. This is the first time in years that the U.S. immigration authorities are deporting people to the South American nation, marking a significant concession by the government of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro to a longtime adversary. In other news, plaintiff files lawsuit for reconsideration of I-485 denial due to being a victim of fraud and bad legal advice. The plaintiff, a native and citizen of Trinidad and Tobago who entered the U.S. on a tourist visa in 1999, residing in the country ever since, filed a lawsuit in the U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of New York, seeking to compel immigration officials to reconsider the denial of his I-485 application to adjust status. The plaintiff alleges that he was a victim of fraud and bad legal advice from former legal representatives, and that the false representations made by those representatives led to the submission of incorrect information in his application. One of the plaintiff's former attorneys, Owolabi M. Salis of Salis Law, was disbarred in 2022 for committing fraud and malpractice. USCIS issues new instructions for filing asylum applications with USCIS after EOIR dismissal or termination of removal. Effective October 16, 2023, if EOIR dismissed or terminated your removal proceedings and you choose to pursue a claim for asylum, you must submit a current version of Form I-589, Application for Asylum and for Withholding Removal, to the USCIS locks box that has jurisdiction over your place of residence. If you had a pending application where EOIR dismissed or terminated your removal proceedings, you must include in your submission any additional or updated information regarding your claim for asylum. And finally, the U.S. Diversity Visa Lottery now open. The Diversity Visa Program, also known as the Diversity Visa Lottery, is a United States government program that allows up to 55,000 migrants to be granted a green card each year. The 2025 Diversity Visa Lottery will be open for registration from October 4th to November 7th, 2023. Thank you.
Our weekly immigration news roundup is brought to you by the law firm of Figueroa & Associates. For a consultation on any immigration or legal matter, please call 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. For full stories and more immigration news, visit www.theimmigrantsjournal.com. That's www.theimmigrantsjournal.com.
Does the thought of bankruptcy keep you up at night? The fear of losing your home, the harassing calls from creditors, your wages being garnished. How will you survive? What will you do? The law firm of Figueroa & Associates will protect you. Figueroa & Associates is one of the most sophisticated consumer bankruptcy law firms in the country, and they will fight to protect your rights. Have the peace of mind knowing that your case is being handled by experienced consumer bankruptcy attorneys. Don't let the bank take your home. There is a way out. Call the law firm of Figaro & Associates today for a consultation. 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. The law firm of Figaro & Associates will explain all your options and help you decide the best course of action. Schedule your consultation today. 855-768-8845 or visit 311bankruptcy.com. That's 855-768-8845 or visit 311bankruptcy.com and put those sleepless nights to bed.
Every day, thousands of people in New York State are injured in accidents. Many of them in automobile, bicycle, motorcycle, bus, cab, train, or pedestrian accidents. Most of them occur when drivers are texting while driving. Figaro and Associates can help you perfectly to get all your medical expenses reimbursed. In addition, we can advise you and take your case when you have experienced a dog bite, medical malpractice, slip and falls on the streets or in any public or private establishment in the state of New York. You can get your life back to the way it was. Call now, 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Or visit us at 311personalinjury.com. Again, 311personalinjury.com. Get the right legal team that understands you in this hard situation.
Divorce, separation, support, custody. The common factor? They keep you up at night. Sleep well knowing that you have the law firm of Figaro & Associates on your side through this difficult time. Don't divorce your money. Don't divorce your children. Divorce your spouse. Whether it's a contested or uncontested divorce, the law firm of Figaro & Associates will guide you through every step of the process. From child custody to property and debt concerns, the law firm of Figaro & Associates has the experience and expertise in handling cases involving significant assets and complicated issues. A divorce can be one of the most unpleasant experiences a person ever has to go through. Don't do it alone. Stop the sleepless nights and call the law firm of Figaro & Associates. 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845 or visit 311divorce.com. That's 311divorce.com. At the law firm of Figaro & Associates, a divorce is not the end, it's a new beginning.
Estate planning is a necessity, not a luxury. Let the law firm of Figaro & Associates help you protect your legacy, assets, and loved ones. Get estate planning consultation on wills, living trusts, and probate, power of attorney, health proxy, deed transfers, providing for special needs, disabled children and grandchildren, minimizing federal and state taxes. Call us right now at 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Or schedule an appointment at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us.
Good day, good day, good day. My name is Brian Figaro of the law firm Figaro & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Matrimonial issues, divorces, uncontested, contested divorces. We live in a society where marriage is not what it used to be. You know, and you ever look in the mirror and you say, why this lady fall in love with me, boy? Or, you know, why did this guy fall in love with me? Well, chances are, if you live in New York City or one of the major cities, the fact that you're a U.S. citizen, that person may fall in love with you. Well, not in you, but, you know, they need a green card. I've seen men fall in love, women fall in love, only to realize that the person get married to them to get a green card. And when this happens, obviously it's heartbreaking. You feel humiliated. What can you do? And to make matters worse, it's so stupid he didn't do a prenup or postnup agreement. So whether she or he love you, if you have assets to protect, it is a good idea to get a prenup agreement. And if you're already married, run to the office and get a postnup agreement. Yes, that money that you're working for, that you save, that you invest in your home, you have a nice little home back in Jamaica, back in Trinidad, back in Grenada, St. Lucia, St. Vincent the Grenadines, that you want to retire to, would you like somebody to come and just take half of what you have because you're so stupid you didn't do no wills, trust, estate, and succession planning? People have come to the office and they just get married and they want to go on the man deed. And I'm thinking, is this guy on crack? He wants to put this woman on his deed, making her what? Joint tenants by the entirety, where if he dies, she gets it. And if she dies, he keeps it. But if you got the divorce, you didn't have to give her anything or him anything because it's separate property. But by putting that person's name on the deed, you made a gift of equity to them. So you are violating different laws when you don't consult with an attorney. The laws regarding equitable distribution and the laws regarding wills, trust, and estate planning. Now, you might be sitting at home and saying, boy, this Mr. Figueroa, he has knowledge, he has experience. I need to get to his office quickly. And I'm saying to you, ma'am, sir, you're right. Don't procrastinate because you're going to lose your assets. Give us a call. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. So if you're suspicious, he or she disappearing, you know where they're gone, they might have still, you know, they may still have somebody they love back home, and they want to bring that person here after they finish with you. These are the issues as immigrants, unique issues that we face. I mean, please, you understand what I'm saying? The reason why you took so long to get a spouse may be because you're not a nice person, I don't know. You're not the best looker, I don't know. But regardless, you should be protecting your life's work. Again, my name is Brian Figueroa of the law firm Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. Get your prenup, your postnup, do some wills, trust, estate planning, matrimonial, understand matrimonial law even before you get married. So I know everybody might go counseling with the pastor, but how about the lawyer? Understand your rights. Again, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Peace.
Do you have a legal issue, question, or concern? Turn to Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. You can also register for our paralegal program, get legal news, business consults, or other information on educational issues. Yes, Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us.
Divorce, separation, support, custody. The common factor? They keep you up at night.
Sleep well, knowing that you have the law firm of Figaro and Associates on your side through this difficult time. Don't divorce your money. Don't divorce your children. Divorce your spouse. Whether it's a contested or uncontested divorce, the law firm of Figaro and Associates will guide you through every step of the process. From child custody to property and debt concerns, the law firm of Figaro and Associates has the experience and expertise in handling cases involving significant assets and complicated issues. A divorce can be one of the most unpleasant experiences a person ever has to go through. Don't do it alone. Stop the sleepless nights and call the law firm of Figaro and Associates, 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845 or visit 311divorce.com. That's 311divorce.com. At the law firm of Figaro and Associates, a divorce is not the end, it's a new beginning.
Estate planning is a necessity, not a luxury. Let the law firm of Figaro and Associates help you protect your legacy, assets, and loved ones. Get estate planning consultation on wills, living trust, and probate, power of attorney, health proxy, deed transfers, providing for special needs, disabled children and grandchildren, minimizing federal and state taxes. Call us right now at 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Or schedule an appointment at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us.
Hi, my name is Brian Anthony Figaro, and you are listening to Ask the Lawyer with my father, Brian Figaro.
How to get a green card. VAWA self-petitioner. Under the Federal Violence Against Women's Act, VAWA, you may be eligible to be a lawful permanent resident, meaning get a green card, if you are a victim of battery or extreme cruelty committed by a U.S. citizen, spouse, or former spouse, a U.S. citizen parent, a U.S. citizen son or daughter, a lawful permanent resident, LPR, spouse or former spouse, or an LPR parent. These are some questions and answers regarding abused spouses, children, and parents under the Violence Against Women's Act, VAWA. Question. What if my form I-360, petition for Amerasian widow, widower, or special immigrant is denied? Here's the answer. If your petition is denied, the denial letter will tell you how to file an appeal. You may file a notice of appeal along with the required fee at the Vermont Service Center within 33 days of receiving the denial. Once the fee is collected and the form is processed at the service center, the appeal will be referred to the Administrative Appeals Office in Washington, D.C. Question. Can a man file a petition for himself under the Violence Against Women's Act? Here's the answer. Yes, VAWA applies equally to victims of either sex. Question. Do I have to remain married to my abusive spouse until my Form I-360 is approved? Here's the answer. Effective October 28, 2000, you may file a Form I-360 if you are still married to your abusive spouse, or in certain circumstances, if you are not still married to your abusive spouse. If you are not still married to your abusive spouse when you file Form I-360, you must meet one of the following exceptions. You believe you are legally married to your abusive spouse, but the marriage is not legitimate solely because of the bigamy of your abusive spouse. Your abusive spouse died within 2 years of filing the petition. Your abusive spouse lost or renounced his citizenship or lawful resident status due to an incident of domestic violence. Your marriage to your abusive spouse was terminated within the 2 years prior to filing the petition, and there is a connection between the termination of the marriage and the battery or extreme cruelty. The actual grounds of the termination of the marriage do not need to explicitly cite battery or extreme cruelty. After your petition has been filed, legal termination of the marriage will not usually affect the status of your petition. Unfortunately, current USCIS regulations do not reflect these statutory changes and still state that you must be married at the time of filing. USCIS is obligated to follow the statute, and you are no longer required to be married to your abusive spouse at the time of filing. You may wish to seek advice from an immigration attorney or legal advocate regarding this provision. Question: can a divorced spouse seek relief by filing a Form I-360? Answer: yes. Effective October 28, 2000, you may file a Form I-360 if the marriage was terminated within 2 years prior to the date of filing. If you can demonstrate a connection between the termination of the marriage and the battery or extreme cruelty. An abused spouse who cannot demonstrate such a connection may be eligible for abused spouse cancellation of removal. To qualify for abused spouse cancellation of removal, you must meet the requirements that would be necessary for approval of a self-petition. In addition, you must have been physically present in the United States for 3 years immediately preceding the filing of the application for cancellation of removal. And you must demonstrate that your removal from the United States would result in extreme hardship to you or your child. Your Form I-360 will be denied if you remarry prior to the approval of the Form I-360. Remarriage after the Form I-360 has been approved will not affect the validity of the petition. Question: what if my abusive U.S. citizen or permanent resident spouse or parent or U.S. citizen son or daughter filed a Form I-130 petition for alien relative on my behalf, which is still pending or was withdrawn? Answer: if you are a beneficiary of a Form I-130 petition for alien relative filed by the abusive spouse, parent, or child, you will be able to transfer the priority date of the Form I-130 to the Form I-360. This is extremely important for you since it may result in an earlier priority date and a shorter waiting time for getting a green card. Question: can anyone else assist me? The answer: yes. Immigration law is complex. Ask the lawyer. Contact the law firm of Figaro & Associates. Brian Figaro, Esquire, is a member of the American Immigration Lawyers Association, AILA, and has been practicing immigration law for a quarter century. Call 855-768-8845. That number again is 855-768-8845, or visit www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us for a confidential consultation. Say no to green card slavery. You have rights. File an abused spouse petition. Call 855-768-8845 or visit www.askthelawyer.us for a confidential consultation. The lawyer you hire does make a difference.
Does the thought of bankruptcy keep you up at night? The fear of losing your home, the harassing calls from creditors, your wages being garnished. How will you survive? What will you do? The law firm of Figaro & Associates will protect you. Figaro & Associates is one of the most sophisticated consumer bankruptcy law firms in the country, and they will fight to protect your rights. Have the peace of mind knowing that your case is being handled by experienced consumer bankruptcy attorneys. Don't let the bank take your home. There is a way out. Call the law firm of Figaro & Associates today for a consultation. 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. The law firm of Figaro & Associates will explain all your options and help you decide the best course of action. Schedule your consultation today. 855-768-8845 or visit 311bankruptcy.com. That's 855-768-8845 or visit 311bankruptcy.com and put those sleepless nights to bed. Divorce, separation, support, custody. The common factor? They keep you up at night. Sleep well knowing that you have the law firm of Figaro & Associates on your side through this difficult time. Don't divorce your money. Don't divorce your children. Divorce your spouse. Whether it's a contested or uncontested divorce, the law firm of Figaro & Associates will guide you through every step of the process. From child custody to property and debt concerns, the law firm of Figaro & Associates has the experience and expertise in handling cases involving significant assets and complicated issues. A divorce can be one of the most unpleasant experiences a person ever has to go through. Don't do it alone. Stop the sleepless nights and call the law firm of Figaro & Associates. 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845 or visit 311divorce.com. That's 311divorce.com. At the law firm of Figaro & Associates, a divorce is not the end, it's a new beginning.
Estate planning is a necessity, not a luxury. Let the law firm of Figaro & Associates help you protect your legacy, assets, and loved ones. Get estate planning consultation on wills, living trusts and probate, power of attorney, health proxy, deed transfers, providing for special needs, disabled children and grandchildren, minimizing federal and state taxes. Call us right now at 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Or schedule an appointment at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us.
Hi, my name is Brian Anthony Figaro, and you are listening to Ask the Lawyer with my father, Brian Figaro.
You are listening to Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got the answers. The number to call, the number to share, and the number to keep is 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Or visit us at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us. And today we are going to be talking about the power of attorney. Specifically, who can override a power of attorney, also known as the POA. A power of attorney, POA, is a legal agreement that gives a person, agent, the ability to act on behalf of another person, principal. A common question asked about POAs is under what circumstances a person can override them. POAs can be overridden. However, the who and how depends on whether the principal is of sound mind. First and foremost, the principal can override a power of attorney at any time as long as they are of sound mind. The term sound mind refers to the state of mind and memory a person has at the time in question. So as a principal, you could override a POA if you have sufficient mental capacity to understand what you are doing. What is a revocation? The act of overriding a POA is called revocation. Every state's law specifies how revocation can occur, but typically it is required to be in writing and must clearly express the principal's intention to revoke a specific POA. As the principal, you can revoke a power of attorney in many ways, such as executing a new power of attorney, which states that you are revoking a prior POA, putting provisions in a POA that state it will terminate or become ineffective under certain circumstances, such as your incapacity, sending a written notice of the revocation to the agent and any monitor, secondary agent, successor agent, and any other relevant parties. A POA can also naturally terminate upon the conclusion of a specific event, such as in a situation where the principal had entered into a POA solely to close a particular real estate transaction. If you have any questions about power of attorneys, whether you want to have one done or you want to override one, contact us right now. Ask the Lawyer, 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845, or visit us at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us.
Do you need to do a deed transfer? Figaro & Associates would be happy to help. We would be glad to assist you with adding a spouse, family member, or partner to a deed, removing an individual from a deed, and transferring a deed from an individual to a corporation, LLC, or trust. We would also assist you with advice on whether a deed transfer would violate the terms of your mortgage, advice on the best way to take title, whether it's tenants in common, joint tenancy, or rights of survivorship. We would also advise you on the best type of deed to use. For a consultation, call the law firm of Figaro & Associates at 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845.
Divorce, separation, support, custody. The common factor? They keep you up at night. Sleep well knowing that you have the law firm of Figaro & Associates on your side through this difficult time. Don't divorce your money. Don't divorce your children. Divorce your spouse. Whether it's a contested or uncontested divorce, the law firm of Figaro & Associates will guide you through every step of the process. From child custody to property and debt concerns, the law firm of Figaro & Associates has the experience and expertise in handling cases involving significant assets and complicated issues. A divorce can be one of the most unpleasant experiences a person ever has to go through. Don't do it alone. Stop the sleepless nights and call the law firm of Figaro & Associates, 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845 or visit 311divorce.com. That's 311divorce.com. At the law firm of Figaro & Associates, a divorce is not the end, it's a new beginning.
Every day, thousands of people in New York State are injured in accidents. Many of them in automobile, bicycle, motorcycle, bus, cab, train, or pedestrian accidents. Most of them occur when drivers are texting while driving. Figaro & Associates can help you perfectly to get all your medical expenses reimbursed. In addition, we can advise you and take your case when you have experienced a dog bite, medical malpractice, slip and falls on the streets or in any public or private establishment in the state of New York. You can get your life back to the way it was. Call now, 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Or visit us at 311personalinjury.com. Again, 311personalinjury.com. Get the right legal team that understands you in this hard situation.
Hello, my name is DeAndra Archibald, and I'm an attorney. I practice workers' compensation law, and I have some information for you today. If you work in some type of employment that requires you to do something repetitively, you may have a workers' compensation claim. Typically, we tell employees to file this claim when they're close to retirement. The claims include hearing loss claims if you work in a noisy environment, such as working with New York City Transit Authority, if you work on the trains, if you work in a construction site and you've been a laborer for a very long time, if you work in play setting or, you know, in movie operations and you've had to do repetitive lifting, even as a typist, you're typing repetitively, all of these things can cause injuries over time. With hearing loss, a hearing loss claim, even if your employer provided you with hearing protection and gave you regular hearing tests on the job, some employers give you a hearing test every year, every 2 years, even if that was the case and they never told you you had hearing loss, once you've retired, if you've noticed that you've had hearing loss once you're removed from the job, the waiting period is 90 days. By the way, you have to be removed from the noisy environment for 90 days for your hearing to level out. You can go and get tested. If you do have some sort of hearing loss, you can be compensated for that under workers' compensation law. If you work in a sedentary setting where you type all day for 8 hours a day, 5 days a week, and you develop carpal tunnel syndrome, or what they call tennis elbow, that also can be compensated. So if you lost any range of motion or you've developed some type of injury to that body part because of this repetitive stress, then you can also be compensated. You will receive a settlement check by filing for workers' compensation. So if you believe that you've worked in a job for a period of time and you do repetitive activities in that job and it may have caused you pain, if you work in a job where you need to walk a lot, say you work in transit and you have to walk on uneven surfaces on the tracks, or in a delivery service type of setting where you're constantly on your feet going from door to door, or in a construction setting where you are also walking on uneven surfaces or climbing up ladders or crouching, You may develop plantar fasciitis. You may develop issues with your knees, other issues with your feet. You may develop back pain. You never know. All of these things are called occupational disease claims, okay? They're called repetitive stress injuries also because they can happen over time and they are also compensable. You can get your medical treatment paid for the rest of your life for these injuries, and you may also be eligible for a settlement check. So if you think that your job may have caused some long-term issues due to your day-to-day activities, give us a call. We can walk you through it and find out if this is a compensable claim. The telephone number to call is 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Give us a call today.
When should you seek a workers' compensation attorney in New York? Most people seek an attorney when their claims are denied or they're receiving improper treatment for their injury. There are other reasons why you should speak to an attorney today, and I'll name a few. You should seek a workers' compensation attorney when your injury happened at work, but a third-party vendor, rather than your employer, is responsible. You should also speak to an attorney if a defective product caused your injury, making you potentially eligible to file a claim for product liability against its manufacturer. You should also speak to an attorney if you're the victim of toxic exposure, such as asbestos. You should also speak to an attorney if your employer knowingly violated the law and required employees to work in unsafe conditions. And you should speak to an attorney if you work for a very small employer who doesn't carry workers' compensation insurance. For a case evaluation, call 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Remember, the lawyer you hire does make the difference.
The following is a public service announcement from the law firm of Figaro & Associates. To schedule a legal consultation on this or any other issue, please call 855-768-8845 or visit www.askthelawyer.us.
If police come to your home and ask you to step outside, do they have the right to arrest you if they don't tell you what the charges are or put handcuffs on you? If they ask you to come outside, they probably don't have an arrest warrant. They probably hope to trip you up when asking questions so they can arrest you without incident. If you find out they have no warrant, you can tell them you aren't stepping out. Once you are out the door, they can detain you, which sometimes involves handcuffs due to the nature of the complaint against you. Some cops are fishing for something to arrest you for. By staying inside and telling them you don't answer questions, you force them to either get a warrant, which they might not have enough evidence to do, or do the walk of shame.
You just listened to a public service announcement from the law firm of Figaro & Associates. To schedule a legal consultation on this or any other issue, please call 855-768-8845 or visit www.askthelawyer.us.
And this is where we come towards the end of our show. We want to thank you so much for joining us. Remember, this is your opportunity to take care of your business before your business takes care of you. Whatever your legal issues or concerns, call us right now, 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Or you can visit us at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us. Call us on issues such as personal injury, accidents, medical malpractice, workers' compensation, divorce, separation, child support, custody, wills and probate, estate planning, deed transfers, elder law, real estate, bankruptcy, corporate business law, immigration, civil rights, criminal defense, taxes, both individual and business. 855-768-8845, 855-768-8845, or visit us at www.askthelawyer.us. www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us. And we are in a new month, October. May this blessing of change bring you an abundance of joy, love, peace, good health, and happiness for the month ahead and always. This is Ask the Lawyer. You have questions. We've got the answers. Be happy, be safe, be well.